Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was talking about how Noah must have felt as he was entering the ark. Let's continue with that thought today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I think that as Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, Noah had so few who had heeded him. And when he gets on that ark, I'm sure he had a broken heart. He must have had a broken heart for many of those people that he knew who did not get saved, who did not give their heart to the Lord. Perhaps there are others that got saved during that 120 years that had died before the flood. Only 8 get on the ark, but Noah's faith was rewarded. We can't look at the numbers or how the culture's reacting. We've got to go at the leading of the Lord, and regardless of the count, stay true to him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, it says, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." And do you see what he's saying there? He's saying, look, we want you to increase in love towards one another, but especially to all men as well. We want you to be established unblameable in holiness before God at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes with all his saints. That's God's desire. Now, as Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 33, we read of the various things that he went through. But he did it by faith. 5 times he was beaten, 39 times with the 39 stripes, you might say. 5 times he was beaten with rods, and then he was a night and a day in the deep. He was in perils among thieves, robbers, and on we could go down all the things that happened to Paul that are listed in those verses. I can't help but think of Dr. Lee Robertson. What a man of God. Multitudes saved around the world. Missionaries sent around the world. Pastors pastoring churches throughout this country. Come to Christ, grew in the Lord under that ministry of this man of God. But he said there was never a time in the ministry when he was not opposed, when he's a pastor, tremendous church and college. There was never a time that he was not opposed. See, because you're in the heat of the battle, as a teacher, you're seeing it hit you very hard. It's hitting you harder. That is why the teachers and employees of a Christian school must see that we're not trying to be hated. Rather, we're trying to exalt Christ and bring those people to the saving knowledge of Christ, rescuing them from a life of sin with the destination of hell. God's word, the way of salvation, sanctified living, must be taught and lived in front of those students. A few years ago, God used some verses from the Psalms to speak to my heart. Seems like it was the tax were greater, so much false accusation was out there, lies being told, and some of those people since have moved away, but they also, some of them have called and apologized, and yet in all of that, a lot that can't be undone, and I realize that. Sin always has a consequence. But the psalmist, David, had not only been forgiven of great sin, he received solace from the Lord. In Psalms chapter 41, verses 7 through 11, he says, "All they that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting unto everlasting. Amen and amen." And then in Psalms 55, verses 12 through 19, it says, "For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me, then that did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and walked into the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in the dwelling and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me." That's faith, my friend. "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray." There's at least three times a day he's praying. He says, "I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them. Even he that abideth of old, Selah. Because they have no change, therefore they fear not God." See, we must understand, they don't change, even if they're calling themselves Christians or saved, for this reason. They fear not God. The flesh will never accomplish the work of the Lord. It produces only counterfeit. I'm definitely not sure how to do things, but this one thing I know. If we diligently seek God's face with the idea of whatsoever he saith, I will do, then we may, as Hezekiah found, that deliverance comes miraculous when, to the worldly mind, all seems lost. So you just stay diligent. Stay diligent in your service, teacher. Stay diligent, ma'am, and just keep on keeping on. As Hezekiah, just pray to God when everything seems hopeless and lost, and the Lord will deliver. Well, my friend, I hope that you will pray for this teacher who has a great responsibility upon her in trying to reach these people. You see, it seems like the world is attacking us on every side. And one thing after another, and all we can do is just continue to stick with the Word. We must continue to stick with the Word. That's all I can say. Henry Morris, the late Henry Morris, made these statements in his Days of Praise book. He he went to 2 Corinthians 2:10. It says, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in necessities and persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Now, here's one of the great paradoxes of the Christian life. How could the Apostle Paul actually find pleasure in being persecuted or reproached, being placed in distressing situations and having to endure bodily pain or weakness? There'd be no pleasure at all in such things if it were not for Christ's sake. And Paul was a great man of faith and prayer, and he prayed earnestly that God would remove what he called a thorn in the flesh. Now, evidently, some painful infirmity that he felt was hindering his ministry. God answered his prayer. God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. He was going to remove the thorn. He was going to give him grace and strength. And it says, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Somehow, one of the most powerful testimonies to the truth of Christianity is given when Christians exhibit patience and joy and fruitfulness in the midst of suffering, whether that suffering be due to illness or persecution or loss, or for any of 100 situations that could be unbearable, an unbearable part of Christ. In Paul's case, he said that it was a thorn that could not be removed, lest he should be exalted above measure because of the great experiences God had given him as a Christian. Grace grows best in the winter. And when we can testify with the psalmist, it is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes, Psalms 119:71. One thinks, for an example, Fanny Crosby, blind since early childhood, yet enabled to write 8,000 beautiful hymns in her 95 years. The struggling church at Philadelphia was assured of an open door because it had little strength and had kept my word and has not denied my name, Revelation 3:8. It is precisely when we recognize our own weakness in the flesh that we become strong in Christ. Well, I hope that's the help of that teacher, but I also hope that you will pray for Christian schools that stand on the Word of God, and we'll teach the Word of God as it is to others as they are, because we need that. We need that in this day in which you and I live.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.